This episode of A Productive Conversation is sponsored by Uplift Desk. In today's work environment, it's essential to find a balance and promote well-being, and Uplift Desk is here to make that a reality. With a focus on ergonomics and innovative design, Uplift Desk offers standing desks that not only encourage healthier work habits, but also enhance your overall productivity. Each desk is built with unmatched stability and quality, ensuring that your workspace is both dynamic and durable. The beauty of Uplift Desk lies in its extensive customization options, allowing you to select from a vast array of desktops and accessories to fit your specific work needs and aesthetic preferences. Additionally, Uplift Desk is committed to customer satisfaction, offering fast shipping, free returns, and a 15-year warranty. Transform your office and your health by visiting UpliftDesk.com/timecrafting for 5% off your order. That's UpliftDesk.com/timecrafting to get 5% off your entire order. With Uplift Desk, you're not just investing in a piece of furniture, you're investing in a healthier, more productive future. Again, go to UpliftDesk.com/timecrafting to get 5% off your order today.
Hi, I'm Adrienne Smith, and I'm about to have a productive conversation with Mike Vardy.
Welcome to A Productive Conversation. I'm Mike Vardy, and I'm here with Adrienne Smith on the program. Now, this episode has been in the works for quite some time, and she has released a competitive and fun card game called Blitz Champs, which we talk about during this podcast because I'm a football fan and I also have kids and I wanted to be able to play with them and have them understand some of the elements of football. It worked out pretty well. My wife and I played it along with my son. We enjoyed it. Now, Adrienne is based in New York City and she is one of the best performing wide receivers in women's football history. And in July of 2021, Adrienne and her team, the Boston Renegades, were flown on the New England Patriots. Yep. That football team, their private aircraft to play at the Football Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton, Ohio, where they won their third straight and sixth overall championship game. She's a two-time member of the U.S. Women's Tackle Football Team, five-time member of the U.S. Women's Flag Football Team as well. And in addition to her role with the Renegades, she plays on flag football team, the Merrimack Valley Smoke. And of course, she's got Blitz Champ. She is an amazing person to chat with. We had a really vibrant conversation, so let's get to it. Here's my conversation with Adrienne Smith. Enjoy. Adrienne, thanks so much for taking the time to have this conversation with me today. It's been a long time coming.
Yes, it has, Mike. I want to say, has it been a year? Definitely several months.
Yeah, it's number one, we're both in different time zones. So for our work schedules, I normally do a lot of stuff later in the day. And you've been really good about creating boundaries around your time. We both do. So to be able to make this work has been an interesting journey. But not only that, it's just, you know, I mean, not only are we at that point, but recordings of these podcasts, I mean, which is great. These conversations, we're booked. I kid you not, as of this recording, we have episodes booked. Now, you don't fall into this late of a release date, but we are booked with conversations until the end of summer 2022.
Wow.
So we have now, I mean, that does take into account, you know, conversations that have already been recorded as well as ones that are booked. But I mean, we've got quite the lineup coming up. So really quickly, if you want to make, you're going to have a plethora of podcasts coming your way. So if you haven't subscribed yet, know that this isn't going anywhere anytime soon. Now you've got a lot going on. I want to dive in right away. First off, I love football. I absolutely love football. Unfortunately, the team I love has not done well historically, the Cincinnati Bengals. Anyone who's listened to the podcast before. Yeah, yeah.
That's tough, Mike.
Yeah. But we're better than we've been in recent years. I mean, of course, you know, we lose to the Jets and things like that as of this recording and the Browns and, you know, but my history with football is based on initially just my dad and the Bengals specifically is my dad watching the Super Bowl back in, I think it was 81 or something like that, and seeing those striped helmets. And that's what it was. Where was your love of football kind of forged? And secondly, you know, you didn't just, you know, watch football or take, I mean, you played it, right? Like, yes. At the highest possible level.
Yes. And I still do. But first let's give a shout out to the Bengals. It was actually my grandmother's favorite team as well. Nice. So there you go. Nice.
Who day?
Yes, she loved that striped helmets, and then Boomer Esiason, mm-hmm. the whole shebang, right?
Yep.
So for me, my love affair with football began at the age of 3. This is what my parents tell me. Football was on Sundays, and I would just love to see those guys running and smashing into each other. And so I said, hey, looks fun on the screen. Why don't I try it at home? So I would set up my teddy bear. His name's Ginger. And I would just run and tackle Ginger over and over again. So that's how my foray into football began.
And like I said, you took it all the way to the highest level of women's professional football, which, I mean... And this is going to, like, the most I've seen of women's professional football here in Canada is unfortunately the league that got a lot of play on, like, Spike and stuff like that. There was the lingerie football league. Right. Because that was the one that kind of got promoted back then. But can you talk a little bit? Because I don't know how many people, first off, that are listening to this watch football. And secondly, like, how many are, like, is women's football getting more notoriety? Like, I mean, because again, like I said, the league that I managed to catch a passing glance at was like, okay, well, we know what this is supposed to be, and this is not what really you're going after when it comes to football.
Right. And it's unfortunate that when women are involved in something, it often has to be sexualized.
Yep.
In order for it to get widespread acceptance.
Right.
Acceptance. Widespread acceptance. We can only afford that to women if we sexualize them. Right. So that's sad. That's a sad commentary on just where we are in the world. So I'm happy to be a part of a true women's football league, the WFA, Women's Football Alliance, where we literally are playing football. Nuts and bolts, everything's the same. I tell people the only difference is we don't need a cup. Right? You just don't need it.
It's true. You bring up a really good point about the sexualization part, because I mean, I'm a pro wrestling fan too, and for the longest time, and it was the thing. And now that you're watching All Elite Wrestling and some of these where it's now wrestling, like they got rid of the divas, and now it's, and I'm like, yeah, like what, like it's fascinating to me that, you know, that's where we were. I'm glad that we're, you know, that we're, you know, in that, heading in that other direction, and we just need to be steadfast about it.
Yes.
You spend time not just playing football, but like promoting it, getting women, young girls to get into not just football, but you know, you've got the Harlem hip hop tours. You've got a lot going on. Can you talk about like what drove your passion towards building several of these kind of ventures that are really kind of speaking to the girl that you, you know, girls like you that were tackling Ginger, you know, at 3 years old.
Yes. So, My football life encompasses multiple areas. So mm-hmm. I currently play for the Boston Renegades women's tackle football team. We've won 6 championships, just like the Patriots. And most recently, Mr. Robert Kraft actually flew us out on the Patriots team jet for us to clinch our 6th title in Canton, Ohio.
That's fantastic. In July. And Canton, Ohio, for those that don't know, is where the Pro Football Hall of Fame is located.
That's right. So that's the tackle side of things. I also play flag football. I've been a 5-time member of the U.S. Women's National Flag Football Team. And in all of this football playing, it spurred me on to give back to the game. And that's when I created Gridiron Queendom, which is a company that also deals with the youth. So helping the youth, promoting women and girls who love football, who are fans of football. And that aligns with Harlem Hip Hop Tours, which is another company that I started that is geared towards providing edutainment. I like to call it edutainment field trips. So mm-hmm. education and entertainment field trips for kids in grades 3-12. So those are 2 aspects that are on the business side of things, but it all flows from just my love for sports, education, and entertainment.
Okay, I'm going to get into the nitty gritty of your life now, the day to day. What does it look like? Like, what, you know, I mean, you're playing at the highest level of professional football, right? You've got all these other avenues and ventures that you're pursuing. Plus for those that are able to see this, because I know sometimes we share these on YouTube as well, I've got the Blitz Champs game that I've had the pleasure of playing. We'll touch on that in a little bit, but you've got yours too. Something tells me you have a few more than I do. How do you make your way through the day? Not just in terms of running the business aspect, but you've obviously got to be doing training and you're practicing and all that stuff. So what does that day look like for you?
Great question, Mike. And I like to say now I've finally figured it all out. Like I've honed in on how being Adrian works. Mm-hmm. And it all started in, I want to say 2012, 2013. I had just written a screenplay and it was a semi-finalist in a competition. And I was feeling overwhelmed. And I remember I had like just this breakdown. I was crying and I was venting to my best friend. And she just looked at me. She gave me some hard love, Mike. She said, Adrian, do you think Oprah's sitting around here crying? Like, do you think Beyonce's crying because she's too busy? Steven Spielberg, do you think he's crying because he's too busy? She said, you need to get your stuff together. You need to get your time management together. And as I dried my tears, Mike, I walked on over to Barnes & Noble and I looked up books about time management. Mm-hmm. And I found one and I started reading it, like, because you need to be able to do what I do. I'm an elite athlete. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I produce a TV film.
Yeah.
And of course, then I happened to create Blitz Champs, this mm-hmm. amazing football card game. In order to do all that, like my time management process and skills are top notch. And the first thing I did was create a spreadsheet broken up into half hours from like 4 a.m. like all the way till midnight, mm-hmm. and color code the different businesses and objectives that I'm working on. And that's how I spend my time wisely. I visually see it. So for instance, today we're talking right now, but I got up early this morning. And I had to look at Amazon sales for Blitz Champs because Christmas is coming. Mm-hmm. Then I had to follow up on some emails with this other project that I'm about to do. Then, you know, my fitness has to stay at a certain level. So I went out to Central Park, jumped some rope, ran some errands, and now I'm back here talking to you. But everything is organized.
What book was it? Do you remember? What time management book was it?
I do not remember the book. If I'm able to find it, I'll have to email that to you.
That's okay.
This episode of A Productive Conversation is sponsored by Shopify. Dreaming of starting your own business or looking to take your current one to the next level? Shopify is here to make that dream a reality. As the leading e-commerce platform, Shopify empowers you to start, grow, and manage your business with ease. From setting up your online store to scaling globally, Shopify provides all the tools you need to succeed in the marketplace. Customize your storefront, manage your inventory, and connect with your customers all in one place. With direct-to-consumer pricing, same-day shipping, and a global community of entrepreneurs, Shopify supports your journey at every step. Are you ready to transform your business idea into a success story? Visit shopify.com/timecrafting to start your free trial and embark on your entrepreneurial journey with Shopify. That's shopify.com/timecrafting to start your free trial. Do it today. This episode of A Productive Conversation is sponsored by Prolon. If you've ever considered fasting for its health benefits but can't face the idea of days without food, Prolon offers a novel solution. It's a nutrition program that simulates the effects of fasting while allowing you to eat. Developed by scientists at the USC Longevity Institute, Prolon supports weight management, enhances physical performance, and bolsters gut health through a meticulously crafted 5-day meal program. This isn't just another diet. It's a lifestyle change backed by Nobel Prize-winning research, designed to trigger cellular rejuvenation and promote overall well-being. I can't wait to put it through the paces. The meals, ranging from savory soups to nutritious snacks, are all designed to ensure your body achieves a fasting state with the energy you need to maintain your daily routine. Prolon is convenient, providing everything in a single box delivered to your doorstep. I am anxiously awaiting mine. I encourage you to check out Prolon as well. If you're ready to see how Prolon can change the way you think about fasting and nutrition, then right now, Prolon is offering A Productive Conversation listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/timecrafting. That's prolonlife.com/timecrafting for this special offer. Head over to prolonlife.com/timecrafting to get started today. This episode of A Productive Conversation is sponsored by 1Password. Imagine a world where forgetting passwords is no longer a hassle and your digital security is uncompromised. 1Password offers a robust, intuitive solution to manage all your passwords with just one master password, safeguarding your information across every device. This isn't just any password manager. It's a comprehensive security tool that encrypts your data, ensuring only you have access. With 1Password, you can generate strong, unique passwords for each of your accounts, store sensitive information securely, and even share important logins with family or colleagues safely. Recognized by Wirecutter as the top pick for password managers, 1Password is the preferred choice for enhancing your online security without the complexity. Enhance your digital security by visiting 1Password.com. And we have a special offer for listeners of A Productive Conversation. Right now, listeners of A Productive Conversation get a free 2-week trial at 1Password.com/productive convo. That's 2 free weeks at 1Password.com/productive convo. 1Password.com/productive convo. Check out what 1Password can do for you, your business, and even your family today.
So and back then, so I mean, David Allen's Getting Things Done was popular. That's one of the ones that Cal Newport talks about. So good they can't ignore you. That sounds like that deliberate time tracking. There's a plethora of them out there, but I'm glad you pursued that because you're right. Like if you're trying to balance all that stuff, and a lot of people use that time blocking ideology of like, okay, what does this look like? How does this work? I'm a believer in using like theming and using horizontal theming and things like that. And maybe not getting as, I wouldn't say as granular, but saying, okay, well, this is when I do networking. This is when I do writing. This is when I do this and not necessarily knowing what it's going to look like. Actually today, I just re-upped with my personal trainer. We've moved my schedule so it fits more my body clock. I'm not a morning person. I'm better designed to do my workouts in the afternoon just based on, you know, my circadian rhythms and chronotype. Right. I'll put Dr. Bruce's 2 podcast episodes in the show notes. He's the sleep doctor to illustrate that if people want to know what that sounds like. But when I did that, I'm like, okay, so that's, I don't know what the workout is going to be, but I know that's the workout time. When you're doing this, like you just kind of broke things down. Are you more like, this is the precise thing I'm going to do at this precise time? Or are you more along the lines of this time I'm going to be working on this type of activity or this particular project?
Great, great question. I love it, Mike. And let me just be clear to all of my fellow night owls out there. Uh-huh. I am not a morning person either.
Right.
I just have a particular event coming up on Friday that's forcing me to shift things early. So I'm actually doing 2 a day. So I need to get my body to look a certain way.
Yeah.
So I've been jumping rope in the morning and then lifting at night. And it just so happens that today I was like, I have to get up. I have so much I have to get done.
Real quick. I'm the same. I'm running an elite time course right now, which is my cohort. And most of the people live in New York or East. Like I'm on the West Coast. So I can't, for me, when I'm starting at 7 for them, it's 10 a.m. for them. So yeah, I'm definitely like, okay, I must get up. This is outside of the norms. So you're a night owl then.
I'm a night owl and my best sleep time is somewhere between 2 to 6 a.m. So normally I sleep midnight to 8:30. I try to get that time frame in.
Same.
And it might depend. Maybe I'm falling asleep at 11:45 or maybe I'm falling asleep at 1:30, but that's what I try to aim for. And then I'll just work later into the evening. So, but your question of, am I planning things out specifically? There's certain things. If I have interviews, if I have meetings that, you know, I then have to build the day around those kind of tent poles. Mm-hmm. But normally I'll say, okay, I'm in my training season. I need to do 2 a day. So sometime when the sun's out, I'm going to be outside and do some cardio.
Sure.
Then when the sun goes down, I'll do some lifting indoors.
Awesome. I think that one of the things that I find fascinating with people who are trying to are multi-potentialites, doing like a bunch of different things at once, that they have to even be more, precious with their time, right? They have to go, okay, yes. Well, what does that look like? How do I manage all of that stuff and make it work? Now, sleep, we mentioned sleep. Now, interestingly, I used Calm for my meditation practice because I do meditate now, and I've been really working towards that habit for a while. We can maybe touch on that in a little bit if you have a meditation practice or journaling or anything like that. But I was listening to the LeBron James. He's got a program on Calm, and he schedules sleep and he actually does. I think he even says he has a nap after practice. Like he'll nap and do things like that. Are you? It sounds like you're not as regimented about necessarily saying, okay, I must sleep at this time, I must sleep at this time, but you know that you have to get a certain amount in, right?
Yes, absolutely. So I generally, again, try to stick to that midnight to 8:30 a.m. chunk of time. But anytime I found, especially when I'm just doing my normal workload, which is abnormal for most people, but anytime I have to ratchet up on the physical fitness aspect, if I'm training for the season, et cetera, or a special event, I do find that I need to put in a nap either around 3 o'clock or like 5:30, 6 p.m.
Yep.
And even if it's just 15, 20 minutes where I just allow just shut it down for a little bit, it gives me just the right amount of energy to pop back up and power through that kind of second half of the day. So I guess I'm team LeBron when it comes to that.
Do you meditate? Do you take time to meditate and perhaps even journal?
Interesting point. I just thought LeBron and I have the same birthday. I wonder if that's something. We're both Capricorns. Yeah. December 30th. Anyway. So, I'm with meditation. I'm on and off. Like I did, there was a period, I want to say in 2018, where I was meditating every morning and just, I could feel it and everything was wonderful. And then I moved away from it. And the same thing with journaling. I go through periods where I do need to journal. So much is going on and it just helps to relieve my brain of all of these ideas, these concepts and conversations. But yeah, I kind of go in and out in terms of when I'm using those methodologies. One thing I do stick to is prayer and exercise, for sure.
Which prayer is a form of meditation. Like, I mean, most, yes. You know, it's interesting. I was talking to somebody yesterday, as I was teaching some of the elements of productivity, and they pointed out that like email, to-do lists, and calendars are like the hard skills. Like those you don't miss because they are so often predicated on external demands, the demands of others and so on and so forth. Whereas journaling, habits, and meditation, like those kind of things are more soft skills. So they're the ones we tend to let slide. Now, I'm not saying clearly you're accomplishing a lot so that you're filling that time up with that stuff. But I just find I never really thought about it that way until that got brought up to me. We're like, oh, well, these are the three pieces that the hard skill stuff that they're doing, the external stuff. How do you keep the demands of others? Like, again, keep in mind, I mean, yeah, you've got you're serving a whole bunch of people. You're serving your teammates. You're serving your coaching staff. You're serving the different initiatives that you've got in place. How do you keep your intentions, the things that you need and want to do, from being overridden or compromised by the demands that are coming externally, whether they're coming from those initiatives specifically or from things beyond that maybe, you know, are things that are opportunities that you might want to take advantage of, or it's just noise. How do you keep your kind of intentions illuminated?
That's great. I love this question. And it really is coming down to how does one stay focused? And for me, especially now, like, things are shifting in terms of Blitz Champs, in terms of some of my other business endeavors where we're moving to the next level.
Right.
So I'm having to deal with new partnerships. I'm having to deal with more people. And I'm finding that, okay, I'm a great juggler, but now I've got more plates in the air. So I've been checking in on myself, honestly, to make sure that I do a good job of transitioning into the big leagues, into the faster, the stronger level. And it's coming down to learning how to say no. Mm-hmm. And weighing which opportunities are more in line with the goals that I have in place. Because there was a point where if anyone asked me to do anything, Mike, I was like, yes, I'm on board. I want to help. I want to support. I want to meet people because networking is a way for me to help grow in these other areas. And now it's starting to shift where people are coming at me as opposed to my having to go seek some business opportunities and relationships. So it's good. I'm constantly checking in to make sure that this opportunity fits my brand, that this opportunity is going to be something that is going to, that will generate positivity for myself and others. And if it doesn't, then I have to prioritize it as, more like a 7, 8, 9. Whereas if it does, then, you're up there at 1, 2, and 3. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I want to touch on quickly before we dive into Blitz Champs, the idea of the season. So seasonal productivity, because let's face it. I mean, as we're recording this, winter is coming, as they would say in Game of Thrones.
Yes, Game of Thrones, yes.
So getting outside might be a little chillier in New York. But not only that, you're in the throes of the season right now. Like, is this when football is, when I watch the NFL right now, we're right in the thick of it, mid-season as we're recording this, right? Like, week 10, mm-hmm. So we're just past the mid-season part. When you're in the season, you were pretty clear about, like, I know this is the season, this is the routine. What about when the off-season approaches? Like, do you have... Is it fairly consistent with, okay, season's on, this is what I do, season's off, this is what I do? Or does, when you have an off season, do you kind of mix it up a bit?
Okay, so women's football is kind of like women's basketball. You have the NBA in the fall, winter-ish, and then the WNBA is in the spring. It's so the same with women's football.
Offset.
So, okay. Yeah. So the men are playing now, and the women, we pick up our game start in April and run through the summer.
Okay.
So technically, for tackle, I'm off season, but mm-hmm. when it comes to flag football, there are constantly tournaments throughout the year. So I have to balance physicality. So for tackle, I tend to try to be heavier. I tend to put on more muscle. Mm-hmm. And then for flag, I tend to lean out. Now, the difference comes in that as an athlete, that's what I do physically.
Right.
But as a businesswoman, now's a big time. We're in the NFL. So it's all about Blitz Champs, Blitz Champs, Blitz Champs. Mm-hmm. I was just at an event in Massachusetts with NFL Flag, the Patriots regional tournament there. We had a Blitz Champs activation. So it's on one hand, from a physical standpoint, this is my off season. And generally, I just don't work out as much right now. I'm preparing for a particular event. So that's a little different. But normally this is a calmer time for me in terms of the training that I do. I will start to ratchet up in right after Christmas, beginning of January.
Okay.
That's when things will shift.
Well, and the thing is, I think probably for you, because you play flag as well, it's never not happening to a degree, right? Yes. So you can't afford to say, oh, I'm going to take 3 months off and not train at all, because you would, that wouldn't work. That never. Wouldn't work at all. All right, Blitz Champs. So let me give you a bit of a detail of what we did. So you've sent me the card game. We played it. I am the only pure football fan in this house. Now, they know this because Sundays are the days where I watch football. And what's interesting is I'll watch the Bengals. But then, of course, and actually, as we're recording this past weekend, it was I posted, the Dos Equis guy meme, where it's like I do that. I don't often do this, but this.
Yes.
So my Dos Equis meme was, I don't often cheer for the Patriots. But when I do, they're playing the Ravens, the Browns, or the Steelers because they destroyed the Browns. Mac Jones is looking pretty darn good, too, I have to say. I mean, it just goes to show Belichick and Brady together were magic, but separately they do a pretty darn good job as well. I think that there was a really great relationship there. So we play Blitz Champs. My wife and I first start playing – or no, my wife and I played first, and – I think the thing is, because they know that I talk about it a lot, there was an understanding, oh, so this is what this is. And so It took us a few hands because they weren't all football fans. But by the third game, by the way, my wife beat us in every single game. Like, she just got the cards.
Yay,
just
girl power.
The cards just landed her way. I'm like, how many Hail Marys do you get, for crying out loud? As we went through it, and my son, who's 11, there was the math that came into play. There was the strategy. There was the, like, oh, we need to take points away from her. I mean, she still eventually won, but we were okay. So tell, share a little bit. So I'm giving, like, a bit of a bird's eye view and overview, like, well, Mike, how's the game work? What happened? My experience, number one, it's definitely helpful if you're a huge football fan, number one, because the buy-in's there right away. Secondly, once you get into it, the math, the strategy, all that stuff plays in. So can we talk a little bit about, like, number one, the impetus for you creating this game, and number two, what I obviously for football fans, but there's some other side benefits to this as well that I think is, like, my son saw, my, you know, now my wife at least knows, like, okay, well, 21, like, oh, so it's a point. Like, she had an understanding of, like, oh, this is what football is and this is how this works. So there was a lot going on.
Yes. Well, I'm grinning from ear to ear because I love Blitz Champs. I love it. And when I hear people like you who have positive experiences with the game, it just fills my heart with so much joy. I created Blitz Champs in December of 2015. And it really, like I mentioned before, Mike, it was really a way for me to give back to the game. So I've learned so much from football. I've met so many different people, women who I consider to be my sister's family. I've traveled the world. I've played in Finland, Canada, Sweden, all over. And it's just been this wonderful, all-encompassing community of people who love this game. And I tell folks, like, football for me, it's similar to math or music. It's another universal language.
It is it's a strategic game. Most people, when they look, like, when you get into it, you're like, oh, like, you don't realize how, unless you really pay attention to it. And most sports are like this. When you go beyond the physicality, you're like, oh, there's some strategy. This is like, this is not just, so I didn't mean to cut you off there, but it's like, I think there are so many lessons that can be learned from sports. Yep. I mean, Ted Lasso is a great example of that when it comes to soccer right now, or football, if you want to call it that, you know, John Wooden. I mean, people quote John Wooden all the time. We had, I'll link to the episode where we talked about John Wooden specifically. So sports and football, but football doesn't seem to get the credit that those other sports do because of the, you know, the how brutal it can be, right?
The physicality of it.
Yeah.
So for me, I wanted to take everything you just mentioned, Mike. I wanted to take the strategy. I wanted to take the excitement, the competition of what I experienced playing on the field, and I wanted to package it in such a way that more people could experience it at home. Mm-hmm. So I said, like, one night I was praying. I said, God, you know, I need a game. Like, I need a football game. Let's do a game. And Mike, I went to sleep. I woke up, boom, it was all there. I started scribbling in my notebook. And there Blitz Champs was. So I took 2016 to develop the game, come up with the artwork. And for me, it was very, very important that Blitz Champs be inclusive. So when you play the game, you see women in the game, you see men in the game, you see Hispanic people in the game, you see Asian people in the game, you see flag football players, you see tackle football players. If anyone picks up a Blitz Champs game, I want them to know that football is for them and that they have a part in the game. So that was very important. And then started introducing the game into schools because I also realized, as you found out with your 11-year-old son, Blitz Champs is an amazing math learning tool for kids. You know, when you have to add 6 + 3 and you're trying to get up to 21 and you're trying to, you know, bring your mom back down below 21 so she doesn't win the game, you start using your mental math skills and it becomes fluent.
Yep.
And you don't, what I love is that you don't realize, the kids don't realize that they're learning, that they're doing math. It's the best thing ever.
Well, and the other thing is that, I mean, the way I learned math in school versus the way my kids learn math in school now, both of those things are still different than how Blitz Champ presents itself. So it's actual practical things that are happening,
yes,
because that's real world. I mean, the way we tend to learn in schools, and I'm not going to crap on education necessarily, but the way we tend to learn it is it's not like, how am I going to use this in the real world? Right. Like, how am I? Well, this is an example of using it in the real world. Like, you know, you, and again, we go back to the strategy of it. Like, you know, clock management, that's happening in this game at the tail end. Like, you've got to like, okay, there's clock management, the strategy piece. It's so, what I dug about it was it. And again, like anything else, the momentum builds, right? Like, you'd play one hand, you play two, you play three. And the momentum was building throughout. And I think the other thing that can't be understated is the replay value, like, or overstated, the replay value. You're not going to play the same game twice. There's no way you'll play it. And so I mean, I love board games. We have several of them here. I love card games as well. You have to have replay value in it. Otherwise, the cards just, there's no staying power. There's tons of replay value in Blitz Champs, for sure.
Exactly. Exactly. You bring up a really good point. And the other thing is, especially for parents, that this is a game that takes your kids away from the screen. Mm-hmm. Now, that's one of some of the feedback that we get is this unplugged family time.
Yep.
Unplugged kid play time. It's paramount these days.
So, Blitz, you've got, I mean, before we wrap up, I want to touch on a couple of things. First off, where people can get Blitz Champs, where they can pick this up. Also, I've spent my time doing acting and performing as well. I have background in comedy. I've spent time on a film set more than on a few occasions where I live. It's not too far from Vancouver. Victoria is often a location that people use to shoot. I mean, the Netflix series Made that came out this year was entirely was shot here. Like, it's the biggest production we've ever had in Victoria. And there's we've had, you know, plenty of films shot here. And so we all know when it comes to athletics that eventually things wind down, right? Like, they do, like, the career part winds down. So obviously the entrepreneurial aspects are there. You've been building that. And I think that's one thing that, unfortunately, I think it's becoming more prevalent where athletes are building things on the side to be prepared for when they are no longer able to, you know, perform at that high level any longer, or that the sport just doesn't want them, because sometimes that happens too, right? Where they age out, right? Where there's like, well, it's, and frankly, acting can kind of be in the same category as well. Are you leaning in that direction a bit more with the film and television work? Is that something that, when football, you know, at least the playing aspect part is done, or are you thinking like coaching? Like, what does that look like for you? Because I think that's the next phase of the journey that fascinates me as well.
Right. I think for me, not so much the coaching aspect as creating platforms and arenas in which women and girls can exhibit their skills at a greater level.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So I foresee myself using my business skills to grow and create opportunities to showcase talent.
Okay. All right. And what about the film? Are you thinking about heading down that way as well? More like leaning into that?
Oh, yeah. Well,
more?
I've been doing that the whole time. I've been doing all this other stuff. So, one of the wonderful experiences of my life was, being a core background actor on Orange is the New Black. So the end of episode 13 of season one, all the way through season five. So if you were to rewatch that, you would see me in the background as a core inmate. So yeah, that's always been there. That will continue to be there. I'm continuing to write screenplays, and produce content.
It's tricky. I got to say, I've done a lot of background work too. For those that think background work is like, it's fun. But there is, like, you're all in. Like, don't think that when you're on set that you're like, all right, well, when I'm not on set, I can just sit and go and check my phone and do these other bit. No, you cannot. And this is, I mean, you can't just, it's not like when you're doing that, Adrian, you could sit and go, okay, well, let me check how my Amazon, you might be able to get in that for a second, but you got to be ready to go back to ones, right? You got to be ready to go back to one. So you're.
That's right. Back to one, Mike.
Adrian, where can people pick up Blitz Champs? Where can people keep up with you and your work?
Excellent. So Blitz Champs, you can go to BLITZCHAMPZ.com, blitzchamps.com, mm-hmm. or just hop on over to Amazon and type in Blitz Champs. And then for me, I'm all of my Instagram, Twitter, social media handles. It's all Adrian V10. My jersey number is 10. So Adrian, THE10, Adrian the 10.
Adrian, thanks so much for taking the time to have a productive conversation with me today.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks to Adrian for joining me on the program today. You can get all of the things we talked about, the helpful links, show notes, all that stuff. Just go to productivityist.com/podcast419, or you could just look at the podcast app that you're using right now. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast if you're not already subscribed. Next week, I'm joined by Daniel Coyle. Really excited for that conversation. We talk about his book, The Culture Playbook. Really great stuff. Again, some sports makes its way into that conversation as well, so you don't want to miss it. The other thing you don't want to miss is helping out the show any way you can. If you enjoy it, you can support the show again by subscribing, by rating and reviewing it, or visiting our sponsors page and checking out what our sponsors have to offer. The sponsors you heard today, they can all be found there, productivityist.com/podcast sponsors. That's it for this episode of A Productive Conversation. Thanks again for joining me. I'm Mike Vardy, the host of A Productive Conversation with Mike Vardy, reminding you to stop doing productive and start being productive. See you later.